What's up, everybody? I'm back with another edition of the State of Bitcoin podcast, where I've got Oliver of Sovereign Energy. Oliver lived through hyperinflation. So we have a really interesting conversation about how hyperinflation can affect all aspects of your life and what it is like to live through a time like that and why you need Bitcoin. I mean, it's, you know, obvious here. And it can see why it can help somebody who is living through a crazy economic time like hyperinflation. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, this is not financial advice. Everything you hear in this podcast is strictly the opinion of Oliver and myself. And big shout out to my sponsors, Sovereign Energy. Oliver, you're going to hear the story here in a minute. Oliver's outstanding. He's trying to bring Bitcoin to every single person. You can use promo code GreenCandle and get 10% off your entire order. And Hodler's Official, H-O-D-L-E-R-S, official.com, can get you the number one Bitcoin merch in the game. The Bitcoin baseball jerseys, the Satoshi pack, the white or the black with the 09 on the back, the Genesis pack, only making 2,100 of them. You got to get one of those as soon as you possibly can. And you get 10% off with the promo code GreenCandle. So now let's get into the show. Oh, wait. Before we go, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this one. All right, now we can go. Bing bong. I am back with another edition of the State of Bitcoin podcast, where I've got Oliver from Sovereign Energy. But before we dive into Sovereign Energy and what being sovereign actually means, we have a very timely podcast here. We're recording this on Wednesday, November 15th. We got the Argentinian election coming up on Sunday. I think it's like a recount or something with Javier Milei, potentially a Bitcoin candidate, who's trying to get that country out of hyperinflation. You, Oliver, have lived through hyperinflation. So why don't you dive right into that story? Tell us a little bit about that experience. And this whole like hyperinflation narrative meant and what it was like living through all that.
It was wonderful. Everyone got rich. Everyone got rich. First of all, thank you very much for having me on your podcast. I really appreciate the opportunity to share some stories from the past that I lived through, but maybe like tie it down. It's not like from the past. So I always joke around. It took me like 30 years to understand what's happening with Bitcoin, but there was no Bitcoin at that point of time. But I come from Eastern Europe. I was born in Macedonia. This was a part of Yugoslavia. And when I was like, I don't know, 8, 9 years old, of course, I had no idea what hyperinflation means or inflation whatsoever. But what I remember is that we were buying bread. I would go buy bread for like 10,000 dinars. And what it felt like tomorrow, like in a few weeks, all of a sudden the bread wouldn't cost like 10,000 dinars, but it actually costed like 10 million. And the numbers, the zeros continued like adding up. And so that eventually people were starting like naming the money, not by the amount of zeros there are there, but by the color of the banknote. So they're like, oh, how much is this? Oh, it's like 3 of the red ones, because the red ones will like continue like having additional zeros. You cannot even count them. So this is what I experienced as a kid, you know, and I did not know what hyperinflation was. But putting into perspective, in the 90s in Yugoslavia, you know, we talk here about inflation being 3%, 5%, 7, whatever. How about 62% per day? You know, this is hyperinflation. This happens extremely fast. You won't even know it. And I must say, this is something that hurt so many people in the country where I was basically born, but people did not know what to do, you know. So what they were trying to do at that point of time, we had the German mark, which was like the staple. This is a strong currency. Yes, our currency is deroding. So my family, basically, they were smart. Of course, that get their currency deflated, like basically hyperinflated. So they tried to run into a more stable currency, more stable fiat currency. So what they did, my family, they took their money and they transferred it, which was also not so easy, into German marks, Deutsche Mark, and put it in the bank. And they thought they were safe. They were wrong. Because I don't know how much money is it in today's money, but I remember that it was basically my grandparents' life savings. You know, you can, like, that they were saving, like, to buy a apartment or whatever, you know, like for the children. And the bank just, like, said, boom, money is out. We need it, like, for whatever reason. I don't think there was any reason, but I remember, again, I was too young to know the detailed backgrounding from the bank that was given, but they just simply seized the money, like, from one day to the other, out. And I know it was, like, a big deal in my family, where we were talking, like, over months, what we're gonna do. And I think, like, it took many, many years where the, of course, like, continued inflation, and they were able to get just a small portion of what they initially put in. So no one really, like, in hyperinflation, there are no real winners except for those that hyperinflate the currency. And this is something that is happening today. But we think, no, that's not going to happen. And by the way, it was probably some kind of a bad bank that you put there, and it will never happen in the US or in Germany, where I used to live for the last 20 years. Okay, I have a special announcement. Last year, Deutsche Bank, like the German National Bank, what is basically the supposed to be one of the most stable banks in the world. I'm sorry, I don't know where the balloons come in, but it gives, like, maybe a positive vibe to what I'm about to say. My mom, and I promise you, Brandon, I promise you, my mom is the nicest woman ever. She's not a criminal, okay? She's retired, and she does wonderful paintings. And she had, because in the country where she lives, in Macedonia, the banks are, like, she had this bad experience. She took her life savings and put it in Deutsche Bank, where, in the country where I live, last year, Deutsche Bank came to her and said, okay, we don't like you. There was no even reason why not. They were just like, came, you know what? We're going to seize your money. You have, like, 3 weeks to take your money out. By the way, my mom lives in Macedonia, and everyone, and they know, because they're sending her emails there, mail. And they just said, you know, you have, like, 3 weeks to pick up your money. Otherwise, we're going to seize it. Deutsche Bank, 2022. It's not 30 years ago. It's last year. So for me, it took me, like, and I can, like, talk about the ups and downs that I had through my career and life, that, you know, how the fiat system has been swinging the bat and slapping me on the face. And it took some time for me to understand Bitcoin. So that's why my wife and myself, we're all into Bitcoin. And again, this is no financial advice. Everyone, like, needs to do their own research and figure out what's good for them. But for me, Bitcoin is the life raft. This is what's going to help us out. And we should not underestimate how fast what I just explained can happen to each one of us.
Yeah. And I mean, that's like over 60% per day. Sounds insane. But, you know, we've heard a lot about the stories, I think, is in a bar in Venezuela, where, you know, you walk in and you'd have to buy the beer at the beginning of the night because it would be more expensive, you know, later on in the night. Is there some sort of memory that you have that, I guess stands out? I know you said you would go to the grocery store and buy bread for days, but is there anything else that kind of stands out where you were just like, remember, like, all right, I needed to get up early and go buy, I don't know, meat or whatever it was early in the morning, because, you know, by the end of the day, if I were to go after work or after, you know, school or whatever, it would be twice the cost. Is there any, like, kind of specific story that you remember about, you know, something just kind of insane just happening on that, like, a daily basis?
Oh, yeah. And I'm not sure if we should, like, put this on the internet, but I guess, you know, it's a couple of years back.
but it's gonna be good.
Yeah, well, also, this is the story. Yeah, so the story is, I remember that again, flight to safety at that point of time was going to the German mark, but it was not like, okay, you have your money and you go to the to the bank and they twist. No, no, no. Because if you go to the bank, then they rip you off and you get like, if the exchange in the bank is like, I don't know, 1 million dinars to like 100 Deutsche Mark, they ask for 10,000 dinars and you get like 100 Deutsche Mark. So this is where no one would go to the bank to like switch their currency. So what I remember is that my family, the moment they got their money, like from the government, they would try to like go to a, you know, a special place in town with like, you know, like not so much light. And we like find people who are like doing some kind of special business and they, you shake hands and you give them the like the dinars and they give you German marks. And you basically have to be like half a criminal to save yourself from hyperinflation. I don't know how they did it, but I remember that this was like, oh yeah, we have to go and change money again. It was like, and it's like, phew, okay, we hope, like, hopefully we'll not, like, no one's gonna catch us. We will not, you know. And this is something to save yourself, to be able to somehow conserve what you have like worked for. So this is what I was not going to bars when I was like nine, but I explicitly remember that this was like something what the family would do, go and basically like try to like get these dealers that will like change the currency in order to conserve your financial power.
Yeah, and that's absolutely crazy. So I mean, I'm sure, yeah, you have a very vivid memory of that, and it's changed the way you've kind of viewed and grown up and thought about money, just period. But you also talked about, you know, last year Deutsche Bank almost seizing your mother's bank account. So talk a little bit about that, about, you know, then it's almost, you know, in line with the Bitcoin ethos, right? Not your keys, not your coins, that kind of aspect of things. So, you know, obviously with FTX and some of the other exchange implosions, we've seen some of that. And, you know, maybe we kind of flock to some of the Bitcoin only exchanges. But at the same time, you know, part of the power of Bitcoin is being able to conserve and hold your own wealth, you know, and take that personal responsibility. So speak a little bit about that, you know, what I guess the personal sovereignty means to you, right? Being a sovereign individual and everything like that.
Yeah, I know. Thank that. This is, I mean, like the journey, yes. Like every journey starts, I guess, with us, with our own experiences. And I had like, I'll tell a story in a bit how I come into Bitcoin. But for me, I had like many pointers. Like it took really 30 years through many different pointers to come to like the realization, okay, guys, we like, if you want to be a sovereign individual, if you really want to conserve your financial energy over time and space, you need to find a vehicle. And I think Bitcoin really is the right vehicle to do this. And the problem is like not to first realize that there is a problem there, you know, like that you are actually that hyperinflation, not something like from the from books that like from TV, that doesn't happen to you, to realize that. I'll tell you another story. Like we have like our families also, not only in Macedonia. I thought like this is only in Macedonia where like you stack like cash and like put it in your under the mattress, but also I have a wonderful family in Germany. My wife is German and she has a grandma, and the grandma is amazing. And but also she, man, like she takes her retirement funds and she like stacks them in like, you go open a jar, you open a drawer, you're supposed to find candy, you find money. I'm like, oh wait, what's happening here? So basically she's trying to like protect herself and protect her financial energy by stashing like money. And she doesn't even realize, although I've been in the family around for some time, that actually, despite of her having like the physical money in her hand, it's like holding water with your palms open. Even in Germany, you know, last year I think what they hit, like official 8-9% of inflation, she doesn't even realize. So And in addition to like what happened to my mom, she's like, oh, Deutsche Bank, they're safe, nothing will happen there. Also like this hit again. And And so for me, it was like, okay, I know that like my wife's and my, all of our financial wealth, everything we have is in Bitcoin. So we are safe. I know that, yeah, we're going to go like up and down a bit because I don't know what's the price today is 37,000. Tomorrow is going to be 40. I don't know if the day after tomorrow is going to be 25, but it doesn't matter because like over the horizon, if you look in the long enough horizon, we're in the life raft. So yes, it's a little bit bumpy, but we will survive and thrive beyond. But for me, the realization wasn't because like myself, you know, I really want to change the world for the better. Not only for myself and the family, but I really want to like help people along the way to come to the realization that it took me 30 years to do so. And the solution for this is an energy drink. You might say, okay, this guy is like, no, what? No, come on, this is like stupid. So the idea is, I really, really believe in Bitcoin. I really believe that Bitcoin is a force for good. And I really think that Bitcoin is a way to come to your, to become a true sovereign individual. But despite, you know, Bitcoin being amazing and we're like all talk about it, no second best, and it truly is amazing, but it really also does have two major hurdles, and the two major hurdles I believe are the reason why my mom or grandma or you know are not into Bitcoin today. So the first hurdle is understanding Bitcoin. And thank you very much for making this kind of podcast and great material to try to educate people. But it's a big hurdle. You need to spend, you know, hundreds, probably thousands of hours to truly understand it. But if you want to orange pill someone, you at least need to spend, you know, a few hours talking to them about Bitcoin, what it is, and you put it in your own words. Don't like combine it to fiat but at the end of the road, it's going to take probably like a couple of hours to explain what's Bitcoin. And eventually, I know what I've done to like all my family and friends, and they're eventually like, okay, come on, however, my head is about to blow up. You're like, yeah, I understand Bitcoin is great. I get it. Here is $100. Just give me Bitcoin. I'm fine. Just give me Bitcoin. And then we face the second hurdle. You know, yeah, no. Then I say like, no, it doesn't work like that. You know, it you have to spend now 4 more hours to register on an exchange, to start to understand how to like onboard and fiat to Bitcoin, and then don't get me started on hardware wallets. So that's why I personally believe that these two hurdles, understanding Bitcoin and accessing Bitcoin, are the biggest roadblocks for the masses to come in. And that's why solution is a premium energy drink. But the idea with the energy drink basically is, yes, we're extremely proud of Sovereign Energy because it truly is a premium energy drink that has like all the good ingredients inside, like from, you know, vitamin B complex and C and L-theanine and L-tyrosine that no other energy drinks really have. You know, it's very, very rare to find some combination like this. So, and we're extremely proud of the flavor. It's the orange pill. But this is only the one pillar of the energy drink. The other pillar, which is in my eyes way more important, is the part that we are solving the two problems that I just mentioned. That we're solving the problem of education, and that we're solving the problem of accessing Bitcoin. Because under each can, once you open it and enjoy the cool premium energy drink, there is a hidden QR code. And once you scan the QR code, in a matter of seconds, you just like need 3 clicks, you access Bitcoin and you get Bitcoin education. And you don't need to spend tens of hours to like get onboarded and understand. So this is why I think our mission is so important with this energy drink. It's not just a regular energy drink. This is an onboarding ramp for the millions of people to get exposure to Bitcoin and Bitcoin education in a manner that has not been done like this. This is how we want to make onboarding as simple as possible and somehow incentivize people to just dip your toe inside, because each of these cans, beyond the premium energy drink, you get like anything from 500 sats up to 1 million sats per can. So they're randomized. And again, there is like a little bit of a playing component, getting a little bit excited what you're going to get. And we made like an extremely, I would say, easy onboarding process. And again, my idea is not only for me. I understood Bitcoin. I think I quite well understand what Bitcoin is and what you can use it for and how does it work. But the idea is that's not enough. If we want to change the world, we have to like show this to the world. And that's why we basically created this onboard ramp, and we call it Sovereign Energy, because we truly, truly believe it's a path for people to true sovereignty.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a great way to onboard people because, you know, I think that there's, you know, obviously with El Salvador coming on the Bitcoin standard and a lot of Latin American countries where there's coffee, you know, some people might not like coffee and kind of want to get another little boost. And right, I mean, Sovereign Energy, it's a great way to do it. And and you get sats with every can, which I think is absolutely outstanding and like a great way to onboard people. Also, little plug here, you can get 10% off using promo code GreenCandle too. So save you a little money and get sats back too. So all that being said, you know, what was the motivation not only to like, I guess, create an energy drink and kind of go through that, because I'm also drinking one too, and I think they're delicious. But, you know, adding the Bitcoin component to that, you know, I guess you could have just started an energy drink, right? And you could have like maybe accepted Bitcoin and you didn't necessarily need to, I guess, give sats away like you're doing, yeah. But I think it's awesome. So, you know, outside of that, do you think, like, what has the response been, you know, giving people sats with every can? And, you know, not only that, like, kind of helping orange pill people or onboard people as well with this energy drink?
So I'll tell you again, like, personal experience, because everyone I talk and it's like in walking distance and he's at least 1 year. When I meet them, I start talking about Bitcoin. Yeah. So like, here's the Bitcoin guy. He's going to like talk about Bitcoin. And it's interesting to like, some people are interested. Some people are like, okay. And then you realize that some people are more into it. Some people are less. So I have a friend, circle of friends that I regularly talk to them about Bitcoin and try to like promote and say, guys, this is great. And although I've been talking to them for a very long time what Bitcoin is, they have not really invested. It is, you know, I really like push and I promote and but they have not invested. And then I started talking about like they're also into fitness, making CrossFit, like and I talked to them about like an energy doing Bitcoin. Everyone got excited. Oh, that's great. You're going to make a premium energy drink? That's amazing. We can like exercise, get an extra boost. That's great. And still, the Bitcoin component that was inside, although I was telling the whole story, what I just pointed out now, was still having a back seat. So like, yeah, okay, it's a premium energy drink and we tried the flavors and it's great. But the Bitcoin was a back seat. Now that we have the physical product available, I went to my friends and many of them already ordered, the energy drinks. It was extremely heartwarming to see that now I see them like, I go to the gym and I see that they're having like their Sovereign Energy drinks and drinking and enjoying them and pointing to each other. Oh yeah. Oh, don't forget to scan the QR code. I got like 500 sets. I got 1,000 sets. Okay. Did you scan the QR code? And then like, it's, you see that I now have Bitcoin. So they're, although they were real non-coiners or like had nothing to do with Bitcoin, now we're having, I've experienced like this response of people getting onto Bitcoin, getting excited about it, reading through our software where we're educating, giving a Bitcoin education. And this is something that I've gotten as a very, very interesting, like positive response from my friends. Beyond this, we were at the Pacific Bitcoin where we had our launch and where we also met many, many different Bitcoiners. And And it was, I think without a doubt, you know, the moment people understand what our vision was, that we really want to onboard people and spread Bitcoin and make Bitcoin as inclusive as possible, we had like only positive results. People were excited, want to partner up with us, want to try to figure out the way how we can work together. Because again, I think our mission is pure. Like many companies go, okay, let's go for the profit first. And like, for me, our mission is we want to change the world for the better by making Bitcoin and sovereignty easily accessible to everyone. So once we're able to make good for people, onboard them to Bitcoin, put them on the life raft, this will reflect back onto us. I'm certain in one way or the other, you know, we will, because the mission is pure. We really want to promote Bitcoin because we really believe it's a force for good. So on the Bitcoin portion of side, you know, with people who believe in Bitcoin, we have a very, very good support, as well as on the portion of people who are new to Bitcoin, you know, are excited to try it. And the moment they try, they love the flavor, they love the Bitcoin rewards. So for us, that's why like the main mission now is to get sovereign more exposure so that people at least try it. The moment you try it, I believe people will love the flavor and will like the onboarding because it's simple, it's easy, and it's kind of cool, you know, like to try something out. That's nothing like this has been ever done before.
Yeah, and it's great. You know, I love it. I drink it a lot as well. So, I mean, yeah, shout out to Sovereign. But let's talk about being a Bitcoin entrepreneur kind of in this, you know, there it is kind of like a shaky economic time, right? I mean, we have, you know, a lot of potential cracks underneath the surface. We've had the Fed raise interest rates at an all-time pace. And then now we're kind of seeing them maybe level off, maybe slowly continue to raise. So obviously, you know, money's a little bit harder to come by, especially, you know, in the Bitcoin space where, you know, there's a lot of volatility and things like that. So, you know, I guess, how has it been starting a startup, essentially, you know, in this kind of, you know, murky economic time? And not only that, like a Bitcoin energy drink, something that hasn't been done yet. So almost an unproven concept, so to speak. But, you know, it makes it unique, too. So talk a little bit about that and your experience in being an entrepreneur during this time.
Thank you so much. So, I mean, like I can give a short summary or I can give a little bit of a background history.
Do that. Go the long route, man. Let's hear the whole story.
OK. Yes,
dive into Oliver, man. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I'll dive in maybe a little bit of how I believe that history repeats itself. You know, it rhymes. You know, it's maybe not the same, but it rhymes. So I'll start 2008. I started my career actually in automotive. I was a vehicle engineer. It was amazing. You know, I was driving cars. It was fun. But one problem that I had was that I had to commute to work. It took me like 1.5 hours, like 1 hour to go in one direction, 1 hour to go back. And I changed the train, the bus. This is happening in Germany. It took forever. So I basically lost like 2.5 hours daily just commuting. And after one year of working for Continental, this is a well-known automotive company, I was able to save like $3,000 in euros at that point of time. I was like, okay, this is, by the way, 2008. And I'm like, okay, this is great. Now I can afford to buy the motorcycle, you know, so that I can commute and go very fast, like 15 minutes to work and back. I save like a few hours of the day. 2008, there was also something interesting happening. There was a total meltdown in the financial market and the real estate, and all of the world crashed. You know, like you remember 2008 was like extremely shaky. So at that point of time, I had $3,000. I had two options. I could buy a scooter to like go back and forth to work, or I was at Continental. I had an offer to buy Continental stocks at $10 per stock. So I was like, okay, what am I gonna, in the bottom of the market. And I was like, I bought the scooter. In the matter of 1.5 years, my friend, the stocks went from $10 a piece to $200. And my scooter just got old. So I realized at that point of time that there is a system into like cycles that we go like two cycles, ups and downs. So now we have 2020, you know, and this has been burning like in me like for like 10 years. 2008, I'm like my scooter would have been like $75,000 or like something crazy. And then it's been burning for a long time. And then 2020, basically, we have the COVID crash. And everything melted down again. And I'm like, oh man, everything now, it's terrible. This is so bad. And I realized, okay, I've seen this movie before. I know what happens after this. So I talked to my wife, and basically at this point of time, we took all the savings that we had and put them into the stock market in the worst time, when everyone was like blood on the streets, you know, when everything was going down and melting down. We put our money in, and it also never hit like exactly the exact bottom. But so we put everything in, and it continued going down further, just a little bit further, enough to like be quite painful. But I was like talking to my wife, I was like, yeah, no, this is, we've seen this movie before. We know this, it's going to return eventually. And it did, you know, like over the next 1.5 years, we remember everyone like 2021, everything like skyrocketed. And this is in the phase between 2020 and 2021. I also made a deep dive into Bitcoin. And basically what we did, we took everything from the stocks that we had, all the stocks, we sell everything and put everything in Bitcoin, ride the way up and continue riding the way down. So I've been basically to 2008, 2020, and now we're having 2023. And I believe that we have basically another bear market behind us. And I believe that this is, again, a cycle that is, you know, like always when there are like tough times, you know, I remind people that tough times are not here to stay, they're here to pass, and they will pass. So now it's difficult. Now we have bear market, we're slowly, hopefully getting out of it, but bear markets are for building. So that's why the idea was to build a product now in the bear market where people can actually afford to get into Bitcoin now and try get exposure to people now, when not everyone and their grandma wants to invest into Bitcoin, but actually now when we're still at the reasonable, basically fiat pricing of Bitcoin, where people can start affording themselves, like can afford to invest. And that's why we want to get as much exposure now for Sovereign, basically for Bitcoin. The energy drink is just our vehicle to onboard people now, when not everything is going through the roof, to get to be ahead of the wave. Because I think the next upcoming months are gonna be crazy, and I don't know, no one can like make any kind of predictions, you know, they're especially difficult when the predictions are about the future. So but I personally think that the next upcoming 3, 6, 9 months are going to be crazy in a positive way for Bitcoin. And we can talk about it maybe in a minute why. But I would like to get people exposed to Bitcoin now, you know, so that they can also ride the wave up.
Yeah, for sure. It's all about, you know, getting in early, and then everybody's going to jump in, right, when the FOMO hits and everything's like starting on the way up. But yeah, I mean, you already teased it yourself, man. Why do you think that the Bitcoin's in for, you know, a big things ahead in this next 3, 6, 9 months? You alluded to it, so I'm going to have to put you on the spot now.
Okay, man. Well, like, I mean, like, this is probably, you know, again, like coming from my personal experiences, you know, like being in the automotive industry for the last 16 years and understanding like these cycles and what's happening in the market and putting a ton of research into Bitcoin and how fiat and finances and stocks basically work. I really, really believe that we have like many, like at least three or four real gates that are going to like go through and push Bitcoin forward. So the first one, and I think like, and the obvious one everyone's talking about is the ETF, right? So like everyone, oh, the ETF is great. And I think like the ETF is going to have, I believe, three impacts. And it's going to have the first impact, what we already like feeling right now. I believe people who are either understanding what's going to happen or some people that are just like more, oh, let me jump on the train now. And, you know, like the typical, the crypto boys, buy the rumor, sell the news. So I think we have many people who are just buying now. And the moment the ETF comes out, maybe they'll sell because they don't understand the intrinsic value of Bitcoin. So I think we have one wave that is already happening because we know that the ETF is coming. The moment the ETF is going to open up the gates for institutional investments, I think we're going to have another second wave that's gonna hit, a positive wave. People are gonna, oh, ETF is approved, let's dive in now, let's go for it, let's go, boom, we're gonna go for it. I think this is gonna be a positive wave. This is gonna last, I don't know how long, it's gonna probably like be a few days to a few weeks. There's a second wave, and I really think that we're gonna have a third wave once the institutional money is really gonna start like getting into, when they really gonna start investing. And I think this is the third wave that is gonna truly drive also the Bitcoin price up. And by the way, this is only the ETF topic, right? And we have at least two more. Second one is, if you heard anything about Bitcoin, you don't know the halving, then you're like, okay, well, I think everyone's talking about it, right? So, supply demand changes every 4 years. We have the supply change by 50% this April, around the third week of April. So I think the moment this happens, and we've seen this again, like I don't think we're gonna have like the exact same performance or behavior, but it's gonna rhyme. I'm 100% certain that we're gonna have some kind of rhyme to how the Bitcoin performance, how Bitcoin has performed after the halving. So I think this is also a very, very positive impact on the Bitcoin evaluation. And the third point that I would like to mention from my side, why I think it's going to be, why I'm extremely bullish for Bitcoin for the upcoming months, is the fair value accounting. And this is something for those that are like maybe a little bit into accounting to understand, but basically it allows institutions that are going to invest into Bitcoin to value their Bitcoin at its fair value. For the moment, is we don't have fair value accounting. So if you buy Bitcoin at whatever you bought it at $60,000, and you're like the minimum where the Bitcoin traded down to, you hold it on your bank account, and basically, even though the Bitcoin might go up, you're just evaluating your company at the lowest amount that Bitcoin was in the period that you were holding it. So which is totally, I would say, putting a intransparent veil over the value of your company and how much value you have in Bitcoin, and overlapping it with how much you're actually getting in revenue. It's totally intransparent. And you put this kind of accounting measures for topics that are, or for assets that are very risky, but I'm truly, truly happy that this is going to change, you know, latest by the end of next year, by December 2024, if I remember correctly, we're going to have fair value accounting mandatory, which is going to basically allow companies who own Bitcoin to value it at its real value. So I think this is a huge plus for Bitcoin.
Yeah, to say the very least, right? And then, you know, that doesn't even account for everybody jumping in when they see the FOMO, right? I mean, I think that's human behavior is going to play a big factor to it. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting, especially, you know, I mean, we mentioned it a little bit earlier in the show. If Javier Milei gets elected in Argentina, he makes, you know, Argentina have Bitcoin as legal tender in the next year or so, too. I mean, there's a lot of potential factors. And I think not only businesses getting onboarded, businesses like Sovereign, you know, kind of spreading the word. I mean, I think that there's a lot ahead of us and a lot of development, too. So, you know, as being an entrepreneur in the space, right, you get a lot of exposure to great topics, great, you know, different, I guess, things around Bitcoin, whether it's, you know, other energy drinks, other products, or even, you know, the Lightning Network, something like that. So what is something that has really stood out to you in development in Bitcoin that, you know, maybe when you first got in, you didn't really foresee, I guess, being a big deal, but now you kind of, it's like opening your eyes and seeing like, oh man, like this Bitcoin thing, it's really taken off because of XYZ. So what is like something that has really stood out to you?
Okay, so I'll point out, okay, let's start from the problem that I've seen. Like, I've been in the automotive industry for the last 16 years. I worked like my way from vehicle test engineer going all the way up. Like, you know, just 12 months ago, I was running a $1.6 billion business for steering wheels in a Fiat system. So what you see in the conventional industry, although it was automotive, and you see like two things. First thing is that the automotive world is like a big tanker, like a huge boat. The moment you start moving in one direction, it's very difficult to navigate left and right. Yeah, so this is something that I think Elon Musk took to his advantage. That's why Tesla is so successful, because he's navigating fast. Okay, no, it won't take like 3 years to develop a car. It's going to go like in 9 months. And he's able to like navigate very fast. So this is the first, I would say, like for those of you that have been working in the industry, you see like the conventional industries are quite slow to change direction. That's why this shift from, if you are like opposed or you like EV, it doesn't matter. The change is not so fast as one might like think it might go. But that is the first issue. The second one is that although everyone is in the automotive industry, at the end of the day, everyone wants, like in the automotive industry, wants to like make this make the industry successful. There is still friction. People don't have fully aligned missions because they're different companies. So now we transfer. I basically quit my job from the conventional fiat world to jump into Bitcoin to spread sovereignty and Bitcoin through the world to change the world for the better through Bitcoin. I realized that these two problems are tackled quite well, or we are able to tackle both of the problems. So let's talk about speed. I think Bitcoin and the community that we have, and also our product, we have speed. So like the conventional, when we started talking about making an energy drink, the conventional timeline was, it's going to take, we talked to different suppliers, it's going to take 18 months. We did this energy drink within four. We did, and it's the, I bet this is the most premium energy drink that you can find in the, like in the world. So taking it from 18 months to four. So speed is something that we as as a company, Sovereign, bring to the table, but I think in general also the Bitcoin startups are quite fast, and I think this is something that we have to like capitalize on to use this to be fast, to execute and to be present. The second point that I mentioned, like in the automotive world, you have friction between the different companies, missions are not fully aligned, and it's you know, everyone goes after their own targets. I must say that the Bitcoin community has been a tremendous asset to us as a company. And it's incredible. I did not expect like so much support, if it's, by ordering our drinks, trying to promote it to friends and family, or just being there and saying, you're doing a great job, guys, because this is, everyone needs this. You know, we need it as a company. Like for us at the moment, we really want to get exposure to get our product out there. And we already be like talking to like partners who are incredibly supportive. We've been already partner up, for example, with Bitcoin Trading Cards and Aladdin. Amazing team. Amazing. And like, I was not into Bitcoin Trading Cards or anything before I met Aladdin and his amazing work that he's doing. And his team have been incredibly supportive. You know, we partner up and they're supporting us. We've been working with Jolt also on rewards. Amazing support. We were at the Pacific Bitcoin, you know, like we had Swan supporting us. We have Nathan from Swan. Amazing people, amazing team who was, you know, supporting us to promote it. Just last week, we were at the, we'll be at the Unconfiscatable at the beginning of December. So we're going to, we're part of the sponsors there. So we're extremely excited. Tone, Mel, Surfer Jim, we just had like a call last week and extremely supportive. Everyone is trying to promote the vision we are on. They support the drink. Some of them like the energy drink, some of them don't. But everyone likes the vision. And this is where, despite all of those people that I just mentioned being in different companies, basically, they're all supportive because of the same vision. And I really think that this is a huge asset for Bitcoin as an ecosystem itself. If we just like step outside of our current, you know, like, okay, I'm making an energy drink or you're making a podcast and we just like abstract just one small little level above. At the end of the day, Brandon, you and I, we have the same mission. We want to educate. We want to bring Bitcoin to as many people as we can. And this is something that is truly incredible. And I'm grateful for all of your listeners and everyone's going to support us by, I don't know, just saying, okay, try it out. Maybe just order through like, you know, Green Candle and get 10% off or just reach out. If there is opportunity to collaborate, we're open. And I really think that this is the biggest asset that Bitcoin has are actually the people that are behind it.
Yeah, 100%. The community is, I couldn't echo that sentiment anymore. The community is definitely second to none. Everybody's out here supporting each other, trying to help, you know, grow products. And at the end of the day, just spread the Bitcoin mission. So you mentioned a couple other things about what you guys got coming up, but I want you to leave us with one thing that you're super excited about for Sovereign coming up in the next, I don't know, next quarter or two, maybe by the end of Q1 of 2024. Like what's something big? Can you give us a little teaser what you guys got coming up or what? You know, give us something for the listeners.
Okay, so
you don't have to divulge too much, but yeah, if you've got something that you've got excited about, obviously, you know, Unconfiscatable is going to be big, but if there's anything else too, yeah, feel free to give us a little shout here.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I'm extremely excited about Unconfiscatable. I think it's going to be an amazing conference, and this is like from the community and people who are involved, it's going to be great. I would say like another point that I will not disclose now too much in detail, but I'm extremely excited about the different partnerships we have lined up. Because yes, we are an energy drink company on the surface. We are actually a technology company. We're a technology company that has these cool, funky QR codes that help you onboard your business, your product, and help like people get your physical product as well as your Bitcoin and Bitcoin education in the process. So I'm excited. We have like many, and I will not mention it, no individual now partnership, but we are very, very excited to partner up with few of the Bitcoin companies that are in the Bitcoin ecosystem already, and maybe bring some new ones that have not been in the Bitcoin realm so far. When it comes to the sovereign energy, and I think this is something that I really, really, I'm truly excited when it comes to like the energy drink itself. We've actually developed two additional flavors to Sovereign, to the orange peel that we are selling now. And this is Cyber Citrus and Bitcoin Cherry. So what we are now doing is in the next couple of weeks, we will be finalizing our design of the can, and we're going to be have like some minor modifications because it's going to be not the orange peel, it's going to be Cyber Citrus. And we're working with our supplier to kick this off because we through the last few months, we developed flavors, and we also offered it to the community to try them out. Also, the Pacific Bitcoin Conference, we'll try to make some flavor tasting at Unconfiscatable as well. But the Cyber Citrus and Bitcoin Cherry are two additional flavors that beyond the orange peel are, we found that people are very excited about, and we would like to make sure that we have the Cyber Citrus launched also within the next few months. And this is something that's going to definitely happen. We'll see if we're going to manage this year already because time is getting short, but 100% in Q1 next year.
That's awesome stuff. Well, Oliver, thank you so much for your time. You've been very, very generous. And thank you so much for sending me not only some of these great energy drinks, but I got some sats too to recover after this as well. So with that being said, where can they find Sovereign Energy? Where can they go to order some? And follow along with some of the content. I know you guys are cranking out some stuff on X now, or formerly known as Twitter. So why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Well, basically, we're, because we started with our Bitcoin community first, so our main focus was in Twitter. So just go to Sovereign Energy, at Sovereign Energy. There you can find us on Twitter and all the other social networks as well, where Instagram, Sovereign Energy, TikTok, and all the other platforms. But with the moment, our biggest presence is in Twitter because we wanted to cater. And I would say, ask for the right to pass from the Bitcoin community. You know, we will not go and just like launch and who cares about the community. No, we wanted to like make sure that we cater to our Bitcoin community first, that with the right of passage there. And I think we've gotten that. Okay, it was interesting. We've gotten that, the right of passage through Twitter. So now we're gonna try to expand more into the other social networks. But other than that, please feel free to go to also svrnenergy.com to visit our official internet page and perhaps support us by trying out our energy drinks. Maybe through Green Candle is a code, get 10% off and help us on our journey to sovereignty.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and these energy drinks, they get the Green Candle stamp of approval. I think they're delicious. I've drinking some, and I just drank one now, and I'm going to go hit a little afternoon workout, maybe get a little swole, you know, pump some iron. So, yeah, Oliver, thank you so much for joining me. And, it's a great conversation, man. I'm going to have you back on. Maybe we do a taste testing or something like that, get a cool video going of some of the flavors. So, awesome stuff. Everybody go check out Sovereign Energy. And, Oliver, thanks so much, man.
Thank you so much. Keep up the amazing work. Love your show. Keep up orange peeling the world, my friend. Thank you so much.